think it was a pretty good childhood. I liked it. A lot about it I didn't really understand until I got older. Because, of course, when you're a child, the only world you know is the world you have. And my childhood, I kind of had two worlds that I lived in. One was just the day-to-day living in a small town. I lived in a town that had about 25,000 people in it. It was on a river in western Pennsylvania. And all along that river were mills, plate glass mills, aluminum mills, steel mills, etc. And so every town had that as the center of their town activity. Most of the people's parents worked there. And I lived in the town, a town that was called the Aluminum City. And almost everyone I knew had parents that worked for the aluminum company. My dad worked for a part of the aluminum company, though, that was very interesting because most people worked in the mill where they made the aluminum itself and aluminum utensils, aluminum pots, aluminum tea kettles, etc. But my dad worked in the aluminum laboratory, the Alcoa Research Laboratory, and he had studied metals, got a job with Alcoa. We settled in this town, and I grew up in kind of a real regular childhood, and I think it was pretty happy. My mother was actually working in what we called a 5 and 10 then, a little store, you know, a store that sold everything, and she was... She had gone to school. She was the first person in her family ever to go to any school after high school. And she had gone to a school that trained teachers to teach in the Pittsburgh schools. They didn't have ones now where you can be a teacher and teach anywhere. They had this special school. They used to call them normal schools. And my mother was very pretty. My dad was very shy. And somehow they linked up together. And he was. Part of the thing about my dad, though, is my dad married from his family into a family of everybody was mill immigrants from Poland and Ukraine and Lithuania. My mother's parents were from Lithuania. And so he married into her family. And so on the one side of my family, I had this family that lived in a really beautiful house on a nice street with trees, and we would go to the country club to go swimming. And on the other side, my baba, that's what I called my Lithuanian grandmother, they had a chicken farm that was in a little town called Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, although we called it Slippy Rock. That's how we said it. We said Slippy Rock. And I would go there on weekends. My mother would go up to see her mother, and her sister would come up, and my cousins would come up, and we would play in the fields and in the woods, and we would feed the chickens. And so it was a real kind of, I didn't even realize what it was. It just was normal to me. And then when I got out of college and started to go to work and realize what work was, I was like, wait a second, I have a whole side of my family that just worked for a living and had a really different life that I shared with them, right? So my cousins on the fancier side of my family I didn't know too well, but I had a lot of cousins. My uncle had another farm near my grandmother's farm. So it was a very happy childhood when we went up to Slippy Rock.